Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Euro podcast, let's say, here with Jake Fat Trading, together with Fat Buddies. Let's see what we can say about Path to Glory, Euros, and everything what's happening this week, Jake.
Totally. So, as you guys are seeing, I have Florenzi on the screen right now. We'll go to the full Path to Glory team festival of football. So when I heard that this promotion was coming out, Florian, I got pretty excited because this has been in FIFA previously, in FIFA 16 and FIFA 18 had Festival of Foot. So I really liked it. I really liked the cards that came out. I would expect them possibly even tomorrow to come out with like Team of the Match Day, where they upgrade cards that had good performances like Lukaku, Calvin Phillips or something like that. So I would expect to see some more boosted cards from Man of the Match games. And then EA combined it with Path to Glory, which they've also done previously. So in essence, these cards can get upgraded based off their team winning games. And I think the concept of that is really good. But to me, I think that the upgrades happen a little bit too lengthened over time. So the first upgrade, for example, is a plus two, but you get it after three wins. So that's pretty steep, you know, because we're even seeing some of the top teams in this competition that are pulling out draws, right? That just happens. And three wins is pretty steep. It's going to take a while for them to actually receive those upgrades. I kind of wish that they did something where they did like a plus one for the team's first win, and then maybe the additional plus one after two more or something, so stuff happened a little bit more actively. But yeah, what do you think of the promo so far, Florian?
Yeah, so just to tell everybody that EA doesn't have the license for Euros, so yep. That's yep. Why they're not calling it like Euros promo, or they don't have a game mode within Ultimate Team as they had with World Cup. Yep. Thanks God. And so they released these Path to Glory cards. It's an interesting idea what you said with team of the first stage, let's say first games, maybe replacing team of the week. That would be nice to see.
Yep.
I enjoy this, you know me, live cards. It's they are very good for me. I enjoy the selection. We are expecting a second team on Friday, so that would be nice to see. Exactly what you said. Let's say the boosts will come quite late. I'm checking the calendar, looking up, and at the end of the month, we should expect the first boosts, and who knows in which day they would get them. So maybe they will wait, like, I don't know, for a Friday or something like this. So that's a downside. But in terms of content, better content than the last weeks of Team of the Season. So I guess we should be happy with this.
Yeah, it kind of, and we kind of said this too, Florian, where essentially like EA was saving promotions, right, throughout the year. They were saving boosts for cards to keep people interested a little bit longer. So it's kind of funny, right? And this is so evident because you see Llorente, right, who had a Team of the Season card, and this card, I know it's in a different position and everything, but this card is significantly better pretty much in every statistic, right, regardless of position. I mean, he's a lot better. So it's kind of funny because it shows that they saved a lot of room for upgrades. I do think that, you know, EA including him, some people might complain, but he's probably one of the most meta cards from Spain, and he's in a different position, and he played there in their first game, so I think that's pretty unique. I have no complaints about that. I know some people probably would complain about it, but personally, I do not. And I thought the initial boost to the cards were really promising and really good. Like, of course, all these cards pretty much are usable right off the bat, and there's a ton of different affordability levels here. You have cards that are 75 to 100k, like Zakaria, who looks great. Golovin is really cool if you guys like using Vasquez kind of like as a CM or CDM. Golovin is similar, right, where he could play almost anywhere on the pitch, right, even like a right wing back or something, and he's really cheap. So I really like the team selection, like you said, Florian. I'll be interested to see team two. I'm sure that the nations that don't currently have a card and that are likely to push further, at least, or have a chance to, will get cards. Like Scotland could get one, Czech Republic. I don't know. There's quite a few nations that aren't featured here, so I'm excited to see team two as well. And that will be a little bit more fun, too, because we'll already know how their teams are performing a little bit.
Yeah, and one thing is to be noted here, Llorente, because Spain didn't win last night. will not get the max boost, as people were saying, maybe hoping on Twitter the other days. He would have been a 99 card, like with the best stats ever, but I guess with a lack of one win, he will not get that. And I want to say something. Even if team two comes and those squads maybe will not get a lot of wins during the tournament, they are nice to see like this because they already have some boosts.
Totally.
So they are they are great cards even without the extra boosts.
Exactly, Florian. And not only that, Florian, I think that when there's a huge tournament like the Euros and, of course, Copa America going on right now, that featuring that nation is so vital for foot players because I know I follow a lot of people on Twitter and I interact with a lot of people and, you know, there are Turkish players and there are Scottish players and they want to play mm-hmm. with their team. They do. They are passionate about their squad and it's fun when your team's playing in real life and you can kind of emulate that on FIFA a little bit. So I think including most nations, if not all nations that are in the tournament would be fantastic for sure. One note that I did want to make, because some people had questions on this, is that a player will receive their total upgrades after 5 wins. So, for example, this Havertz would go to a 99 rated card after 5 wins, which 5 wins is a ton, guys. I mean, for just so you guys know, I think that last Euros, the teams with the most wins only had 5 in total. They didn't exceed that. So, he would get to a 99 rated card, Havertz, which would be crazy cool. But that 6th win, if anyone does happen to get that, which I don't even know if that will happen this year, they would get the upgrade to the 5-star skills, 5-star weak foot. So they didn't pick any players that already have that, I don't think. I think the closest to that they might have chosen was Jota, who already has the 5-star weak foot. I think he would just get the 5-star skills if Portugal advances. And it's kind of hard. A lot of people are asking me about these SPCs and should they do them. And to me, I'm not sure if you agree with this, Florian, but to me, it seems like Jota and like Florenzi are priced high because they're priced due to future upgrades. Like they're not priced off this card, the 90 rated, but more so maybe like the 92 or for Florenzi, the 93, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, actually, I think they are priced correctly compared to what would have been if they would have been on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they are priced right. For Jota, I would say that it's very difficult to get those wins because Portugal has to play against France and Germany.
Yep.
So, okay, they are the European champions, but I'm not sure about those wins.
Yep.
So, okay, maybe Portugal qualifies further, but 2 out of 5 wins are almost lost. You never know, but let's say they are priced fairly. For me, they are priced fairly.
Yeah, and I agree with that to an extent. I think that if you look at any of these cards, like we talked about, Florian, these cards, in my opinion, are all also priced off upgrades. I think some are like okay, like Cunha, because he's very, very nice. He's always been a favorite to play at CM. Sanchez, I think, is priced appropriately for Premier League center back. But, you know, cards like Vinny and Griezmann, I don't think they're worth this price with their current stats. Personally, I think they're really, really high. I think they're priced off those future upgrades. And yeah, you're right. Because of that, that would make cards like, in my opinion, Jota be like 500, 600K on the market. Florenzi probably 500K. So yeah, if you guys want to do those cards, you can go for it. But yeah, definitely try to take into account how that team is going to perform or what you think of it for sure. And like Hazard, his team's already on 1 win. So keep an eye on the win count too.
Maybe you wanna add some context to the Florenzi card because I know that's a special situation with him ending his loan this month. So from my understanding, this card could be to AC Roma in July. So depending on when he's getting the upgrades, so if he's getting an upgrade in July, he should switch to AC Roma in July.
Yeah, that's kind of the tricky thing is you have to kind of view this card as a Serie A card for the future upgrades, right? Like, and that kind of hurts him in a way because a lot of people are going to really like that PSG link because, of course, they had like a Kimpembe objective and they have Mbappe and Neymar. You know, of course, the strong links you really prefer, but Yeah, you need to be aware that this card for future upgrades could be a Roma card, which is makes it really, really unique and really interesting. So if your primary reason for doing him is for the PSG link, you might want to reevaluate that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and on another topic I wanted to add during this Euros was the fact that I noticed, and probably you guys should check it even for trading tips, I noticed that players who do good during the games, during the daily games, mm-hmm. tend to rise in price on the transfer market because people want to just buy them and play with the stars of the day.
Definitely, and this was a huge factor, and I think this was most easily seen actually for the UCL games, and it's happening mm-hmm. a bit right now too, but this Conte got super duper hyped after the Champions League, and it wasn't because people thought this card was live. I know it's kind of got mm-hmm. a blue tint. I know we've had UCL cards in the past and it can be confusing, but his inform also had a similar effect where they really took off in price because, and it must have been right around here, Florian. I don't know when the UCL final was played. I guess I can Google it quick. Let me check.
Yeah,
here.
I think it was end of the month. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was May 29th. So May 29th, he's sitting at like 280. And then over the next week, he goes to like 360. And I remember that even during this run-up is that he was elevating in price. And Conte was the easiest because he played so well for Chelsea. And I think he's also a fan favorite. But you could really, really see that effect on both his inform and his UCL. And then, of course, this is his new card. And it's something to keep an eye on, too. And that's even more prominent, Florian, in the beginning of FIFA, because so many people think that those cards are going to go out of packs and stuff, too, that they even start investing in them. So it's something to be aware of. If you have, like, a real-time tracker on your phone, or you're even watching the game and you know you're not delayed, it can be good to buy in and sell, you know, 15 minutes later to those late investors, you know?
Yeah, I noticed yesterday, okay, the guys from yesterday didn't really have good cards. The guy from the Czech Republic didn't have a good card. I noticed Lukaku increasing in price after he scored.
Yep.
So you can see on Footbin popular page during the games or after the games who rises in price. So that should be a good good tip. If you see, for example, a player scoring a hat-trick, that's a buy during the game, and you can sell for a small profit afterwards.
Exactly. So Florian, looking at the popular page here, I think this is funny. I actually heard this little story, so why is here? Why not mention it? I'm pretty sure this guy is featuring on the popular page because he decided to finally shave, so people were looking up his beard.
Okay.
Which is really funny, because sometimes, guys, when you see like a random bronze on the popular page, it means he's getting searched a lot, you know? And it's like, why is he? And I guess the story is that he shaved all that facial hair, which is really, really funny that he's up there. But just so you guys know, there's usually a story tied into it. And also what I'm seeing here, guys, too, is Eriksen on this page. I just wanted to say I was watching that game live when everything happened. I'm not sure if you were watching it live as well, Florian, but...
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what a display from the Danes and the Denmark team to surround him and to take care of him. And just incredible what Kjær, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah.
And Schmeichel did for his family. And it's just so commendable by the medical staff and his team and the coaches and even the referee to know when it was time to bring that on. It's just incredible to see. We all hope for a strong recovery for Eriksen. If you want to do this objective as even as like just an honor to him, you know, I think sometimes when something happens to someone in FIFA, you see their card like going extinct for the wrong reasons, right, where people buy because they think something negative might be happening. But if you want to complete this objective even a little bit more because you can appreciate Eriksen now and you can just in his honor, I think that's really cool that he also has a card out right now that you can do. And just again, wanted to speak for everyone that saw that and just say, wow, what an incredible display from everyone, you know?
Yeah, no, I watched the game and it was quite sad, if not very sad.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that he recovered. And Yeah, let's see what happens with him in the future. I wanted to ask you about some how do you see the market these days, if you are seeing people already quitting the game and not playing anymore, or if you see some potential also on the market in terms of investment except the lifeguards and the players that do good in Euros.
Yeah, and right now we're seeing some really consistent trends in foot, and regarding people leaving the game, Florian, and it becoming the end of the cycle, I think that we're kind of just at that stage of FIFA, right, where people are calling it done. They have a really good team. They don't feel the urgency to build a team or change their squad up, so it keeps them uninterested. Mm-hmm. And I've always said for me, Florian, that foot isn't about winning to me. Like, yes, I'm competitive and I like to win. That's 100% true. But foot for me is always starting at nothing and building up my club to like a desired level. And I think that's the case for a lot of people, and some of those people now, after Team of the Season and getting the red picks and everything, may have felt like their club has reached that point, so they might be finishing off till the next FIFA. But to me, I think that if EA is trying to entice players to play longer, that they're taking the right approach. I think that the Path to Glory is really nice. I think it ties into the Euros. I think that the upgrades are still sufficient. It's like you can definitely still get strong upgrades. This Piszczek is a really cool card. I personally feel like EA has done a better job this year at setting up for a longer cycle. I'm not sure statistically or numerically how it's working. I wish I could see like the drop-off rate. And I know the weather is getting nice over there in Europe for you guys too right now, so that can be part of it. But yeah, there's definitely still a good amount of people on the game. There's still people playing. And typically, as we saw last year, Florian, with summer heat, these can be really fun times in foot. So maybe it is that time to move away from the competitive side, if that's you and you play foot champs every week, and start building some fun squads or trying different things or trying to just make the game as enjoyable as possible, because it is late in the year. For trading, the consistent things we're seeing are typically we see upgrades on Sunday, and although there have been a variety of upgrades, it stays pretty consistent that if you're buying non-rares anywhere from like Friday to Saturday, that you're going to see a price boost on them are rares. So rares jump from like 650, 700 coins to 1.3K plus, so you could have doubled your coins on a low budget. You can probably do that on Friday and Saturday again. Another approach that I really like using is focusing on 82s, because 82s were around 850 coins on Saturday, and they double up essentially, right? So if you get standard upgrades, most rares are going to go to like 1.3 to 1.5K, and then maybe you get SBCs that require 82s as well, and then they have the potential to go to like 2K plus, so you could double your coins that way as well. They all about doubled on Xbox and PS. And then, you know, Friday and Saturday tends to be a great time to buy fodder. I think that 84s were floating around like low fours over the weekend. Yeah, like 4.2, 4.3, could get them on bid no problem. And now they're up 2K a card. So typically, once you start seeing some more gambling type SBCs is when you start to see fodder rise. Like a simple player SBC doesn't usually that have effect. Like Jota, he wouldn't make cards jump. But because yesterday we did get Piszczek and this Primer Moments icon upgrade, which we should chat about a little bit, Florian, fodder definitely lifted. So right now we're seeing consistent trends of Friday and Saturday is a good time on most budget to be buying stuff. On Thursday morning, I think you have a really good time to pick the most in-demand Path to Glory cards and try to invest in them at rewards. That's worked pretty much every week. So last week, for example, the Ultimate Team of the Season, I'm going to find this. Oh, they don't have Ultimate on this page. They have it on mobile, but not on this version. But for example, Bomba went down to like 310K at rewards last week just from all that crazy heavy supply from Red Picks and Elite. And he's already recovered to like 370. He did that day. He went back up to like 370. So it was like 30 to 40K a card. So if you're picking the most desirable cards in their position or in their league, you can often invest in them that are in packs on Thursday morning. So those are some trading ideas. We're seeing pretty consistent trends for it, which is nice. But Florian, speaking of this SBC, what did you think of it, this moment's SBC?
Actually, I have a lot of fodder in my club. I was thinking on doing it, but I'm still thinking. I didn't do it. I think it's, I don't know. At this point in time, we should have gotten more, but I guess we are keeping the high-rated single icons or dedicated icons for later. I don't know, maybe for after Euros, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's an okay price with the amount of fodder that people have from Reds, from playing Weekend League. It's not an expensive SBC, but it's still a casino SBC. So
yep,
you may get, I don't know, you may get
closer.
Someone who you don't really want.
Yeah. And I kind of thought, I felt the same, Florian. I kind of think it's too late for this. I think that a couple variations could have made this a little bit more worthwhile. So I think they could have either done just moments, which is really helpful for starters. And then I even think that this is priced primarily off Brazil. Like, the price is pretty steep. So I think that they could have included, like, France instead of Spain, because Spain has a lot of cards that people are not going to use, like Xavi's,
yeah,
Heroes, Rawls, yeah, even. So they have some good players that are earlier in the cycle, but this late in the year, you're definitely focusing on those Brazilians, right? The R9s, Carlos Alberto even, Roberto Carlos, Pele. And that's what is making people want to do this SBC. To me, this also feels like a big coin drain, right? It came out on a Monday, so now we have Tuesday, Wednesday for them to release good content without much supply. So if they release a desirable SBC, people are going to have to pay more for it, because I think a lot of people did this SBC just to test their luck and are probably going to regret it, right? They might release a card like a David Luiz or, you know, someone that is really hyped up that you'd want and that kind of guarantees an upgrade to your team, but people might be a little bit more broke, which is always what EA want. Overall, we've got some really interesting SBCs this week. Other than that, we got the Lukasz Piszczek End of an Era, which looks super duper nice. We got the Uruguay national player Jimenez, which is decent. He's lacking a little bit in some key stats, but his face stats look really nice. Florenzi and Jota, what do you think about the SBC selection lately? And Goetze, of course, too.
No, very nice, and I'm hoping for a player SBC every day.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for that, for them to come back with the content after we didn't have anything for, I don't know, for League One, maybe for Ultimate Team of the Season. So I think they kept these SBCs for Euros.
Agreed. And what I'm showing on screen, guys, is that if you really like this Marco Reus card, a lot of people have told me that this Goetze reminds them a lot of this Marco Reus, because they got 5-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot. And then this Goetze obviously just has heightened stats because it's later in the year. So if you can find a way to link him in, I know he's got some kind of unique links being in the Eredivisie. But yeah, I've heard really good things about him. Really cool card. And I think he came out at an appropriate value. He was like 175K even upon release. So I like that. And then, yeah, I like what they're doing for Path to Glory. I think between, like we said, Team 2 and the SBCs that we hopefully see each day, you know, hopefully every single nation does get something for them. Like, I would love to see, like, a Tierney, right? Because Scotland, yeah, has some huge fans, and I think that a lot of people would do him. And I know people that are doing the Jimenez because they're from Uruguay. I've literally heard that, where people are getting more hyped about their country and their support than ever with the Euros. So I hope that EA continue that, because it's really fun to see. It's fun to see people just doing cards because it's fun, and that's what FIFA is about.
And maybe a last tip from my side. I see we got this week two specific SBC for Europe and Asia.
Yep.
And I would say we could expect something for America and Africa, maybe, or rest of the world. I would say they will release something like that for the next week.
Agreed. I think something that's super likely, Florian, is at least the South America group, so for Copa. So that's the one I would say is super likely to me. So I haven't looked at investments to that. Also, I would tell you guys them if I'm honest. But one thing I will also say that you guys may have not noticed is these Festival of Football challenges. They're basically daily SBCs, and some of them have pretty good pack rewards. And as you guys know, most people this late in the year are going to complete these pretty much every day, no matter what. These, let me see if I can find the other one, are focusing on one nation at a time. So Brazil, France, etc. And they seem to be going in order of world ranking. So I think today is going to be Portugal, and then tomorrow is going to be Spain. So if you want to get ahead of it and you want to get some Spanish players for tomorrow or Thursday morning, you want to get some Italians. I think there's a lack of center backs from Italy. So if you want to get some Italian center backs for that SBC, that should be out Thursday. That's another really nice low budget investment here during the week.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of topics, a lot of trading and investment tips also.
Yeah.
So what's left to do is to continue to watch the Euros and the Copa America. You reminded me also of Copa America, and I know there are some fans there also.
Yeah.
Especially for Neymar and Messi.
Definitely.
And yeah, guys, thanks a lot for watching. Of course, you can watch the video on YouTube. You can listen on Google, Apple Podcasts, also on Spotify and all the podcast services. So thanks again and stay safe.
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Later.